Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Yesterday, Heath and I went to one of my favorite restaurants, Hillstone. My friends all know me. We joke about this. Hillstone. Hillstone is life. They're in New York, in Miami, in LA. I think they exist in other places too, but I love this restaurant. Anyway, I could digress and talk about Hillstone sushi forever. But yesterday, Heath and I, it was a Saturday. We went for a fun drive, went for lunch, and of course, ended up at Hillstone. And what was so interesting during this experience was we had this lovely server who I didn't know, and I do know quite a few of the people who work there at this stage, and she was new and she was lovely. She really cared. I could just tell that she was awesome, and I asked her a bit about herself, and she said, you know, it's actually my final day of training. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Are you enjoying it? And she was like, yes, I love it here. Everyone's so friendly. And I said to her, where were you working before this? You know, maybe another restaurant or somewhere else in the area that I might know. And she said, you know, I actually just moved here from another part of the country. And I didn't really have any friends in Miami. She said, I actually work full time as a cabin crew, right, for a airline. She said, you know, I work full time as part of a cabin crew, but I wanted to make new friends. So I thought I would take this job and, you know, meet some people locally. I thought that was so cool. Heath and I were so impressed. We were like, wow, you know, a lot of people move around and they think it's hard to make friends. You can't do it. And they resign themselves to that, right? Or they think, oh my gosh, it's too hard. And we've known people who've moved to Miami, especially during the pandemic, who moved back pretty much as soon as it felt safe and as soon as they could, because they missed the people that they knew, their friends. And look, that's wonderful, right? Look, I understand the beauty and the love that happens with long-term friendships and places where you're very familiar and where you just feel safe and happy. But I know, and I remember one girl in particular, she left Miami even though she loved it because she struggled to make friends. And I thought, do we give up too soon? Do we explore our options enough? Do we take full accountability, full responsibility for having our needs met? This lovely woman who has this full-time job, right? And I've always thought that working for an airline would be so tiring because of all the time zones being up there, you're on your feet so much. I mean, this girl, she not only still works that job, but when she comes back and in her, say, downtime, she works at this amazing restaurant too. And as a result, has local friends, has a real connection to her new city, feels grounded and happy there. I was inspired by her, and I wanted to talk about that on the podcast today because I thought, you know what? I think that sometimes we don't evaluate what possibilities lay before us. We don't think creatively. We simply resign too fast. We don't explore new things. Whether or not this lovely server sticks around, or maybe she feels overworked at a certain point, no matter what happens, she's gone for it. And she has an answer. Like, she knows whether or not that was the right move through doing it. We only learn the way we need to go. We only learn what's right from us through taking action. And so maybe there's an area of your life today where you don't feel fulfilled, or you think you're frustrated because something's not moving or not happening or not showing up for you. What possibilities or options do you really have, right? Taking a second job, for example, for this woman who's already working hard and full time, that wouldn't be an obvious option, but it's a pretty admirable, fun one that's, I'm hoping, or I'm guessing at least, is really paying off for her: more money, new connections, a way to stay busy. I also feel too, whenever I work somewhere or I serve people in a certain place, I feel so connected to that place. I have no doubt her life is going to work out really well with that attitude. And I thought maybe she could inspire you today too. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any area of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.